If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, or they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for a son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 score to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't tryna go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed. I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Peace, peace, peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast, number one father and son podcast on the planet. We're your hosts. I'm Malcolm. This is the artist formerly known as the Black Dot. What is good, everybody?
Peace, 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 Malc. Everything is well. Everything is going according to plan. And it's good to see everybody in the building with us as usual on a Monday.
Yes, yes.
Bringing the family together, the village together, the community together, to, you know, talk about what we see.
Some things. What? Yes. Hope you guys had a great weekend. How's your weekend?
Our weekend was good. I got a chance to hang out with Noble. You know what I'm saying? Took him out to see Janelle and some of our people. Nice little get together, and he wore Grandpa out, But we had an amazing, amazing weekend. So that was dope.
Cool. And we had time without Noble. Amazing.
Ain't that something?
Yeah. You see how that works? So that was great. Went to my cousin's wedding. Nice stuff. Beautiful wedding. Got to see the rest of the family at an event that wasn't a funeral. That's always good.
Let me clap that up because...
Right?
I know what it is. We all know what it is.
Yeah. I mean, so...
You know, a joyous time to be together, a joyous event celebrating a union, you know?
Exactly. So that was cool.
Don't get no better than that. I want to shout out my nephew, Wink. He graduated from the New York City Fire Academy Saturday.
Oh. He not too tall to be fighting fires?
Listen, here's the thing. I thought the
same
thing.
He's like 6'8". Like.
My nephew, let me explain. All of my friends who have been my friends for 45 plus years, all of their children are my nephews and nieces. Because if something happened to them, it falls on us to help raise them. And Wink is 6'8". All right? And he might be the tallest firefighter I've ever seen.
Yeah, like,
he's
been
looking in the house. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is.
They're just going to have him changing smoke detectors. Like, he don't even need a ladder. Like,
exactly. Get the cat out the tree. No need for the ladder, miss. I'll just grab the cat for you. And so I'm super proud of Wink. We call him Wink. His Tyreek or Brown is his last. I don't know what his first name. I've been calling him Wink since he was a goddamn kid. And he has his own podcast called Wink TV. But he had, after he graduated, they do this ceremony where they come down the stairs, assimilation of a fire. And at the end of the steps, his family was there. He grabbed his two young children and his queen was there. And it just was an amazing sight to see my nephew, accomplish that. Because he's young and, you know, he could be there forever. And just have the young ones see that. So shout out Wink. Shout out Wink TV. Shout out his dad, Ty Brown, Tyrone, a.k.a. Lemonhead. You know what I'm saying? Shout him out because he's a proud dad. So we're all proud. Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. So big up to Wink. What else happened this? Oh, a lot happened this weekend. We'll get into it. But so let's do a quick roll call, then we get into some stuff. Do we have any announcements? Shouts out to everybody who's purchased a Gathering of the Masters t-shirt.
Yeah, you should be having those already.
Yeah.
They've been going out on a regular basis. You still have time to get a Gathering of the Masters t-shirt. Go to shopurbanx.com. Definitely pick that up as we get closer and closer to the event. Supplies will get more and more limited because people have been ordering and you know how that goes.
Yes. Oh, real quick. I heard, Aunt Wanda. Yeah, I heard Noble took to you really, really well. So that's dope.
He was mad at Grandma. Grandma said, no, you can't do that. He said, what? Come over to my auntie. And he looked back at Grandma like, huh, I got auntie.
Yeah, I'm glad y'all saw that.
He was playing that. He was playing them women.
So let's do a quick roll call. Let's get started. Shouts out to Brooklyn, Greensboro,
I see Detroit,
North Carolina,
in the building.
Timmonsville, South Carolina. Okay.
Cincinnati.
Austin, Delaware. Shouts out. The weather's been hot forever, and I'm tired of the heat. It feels like it's been summertime for a really long time.
Greensboro.
LA Myrtle in the Beach. Building. Cleveland, Alabama.
Yes.
B-More, Philly, BX, of course.
Brum, UK
Charlotte,
building, yes.
Mississippi, Dallas. Thank you, guys.
Thank
you. Thank you, guys, for joining us. If you are just joining us, hit the like button so the alert can go out to more people and all that
One more announcement with that. A lot of people have been telling me they have been unsubscribed.
I've
not
seen this,
by any doing on their end. Please, I know it sounds crazy, because this is how they keep us in that virtual spot. People subscribe, They peel off 50 on the back end due to inactivity or whatever. 50 people subscribe, 20 people, they unsubscribe. And that's how we stay in that spot and we're not moving. I figured it out. I've been figured it out, but now more and more people are saying, dude, I'm unsubscribed. How's that even possible? Right. I've had somebody tell me, every time I go on, I have to subscribe.
Yeah.
So please look down, make sure you're still subscribed.
All right. So let's get to some stuff, man.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So you want to get to the big news first? Let's just get
to it. Let's swing for the fences, man. Let's get to it.
So this happened yesterday. Biden announced that he was dropping out of the 2024 race. Now, if you have been watching us, I said this was going to happen. I don't remember when I actually made the prediction, but I said this was going to happen months ago. People thought I was bugging. People thought I was crazy, but I knew it. I think the debate sped the process up. It made it so the world can see now what was going on. And I also have to also admit that there was a button pressed in the media for this to happen as well, because the way the media works and the way the media propaganda works, they could have easily been trying to just kind of still prop him up and say, no, he's great. No, he's okay. He looks sharp to me and stuff like that. But it just looked so bad. So there is a very concerted effort. To what end, I'm not sure yet. But Biden is out. He endorsed Kamala Harris as the Democratic nominee. Everybody else within that party is falling in line behind Kamala Harris. I want to kind of point this out as well, that everybody knew Biden was not fit to be president. They knew this, right? They knew this last year when the Republican primary debate started to ramp up. The Democrats said, we don't need that because Biden is going to be our nominee. He's going to run, even though they knew he was not fit. So they allowed the Democratic process essentially to be skipped. And then now he's out. And then now everybody's falling in line under Kamala Harris. So if you want to talk about democracy being at risk here, you just watch them systematically bypass Democratic norms to get the person that they wanted to get in office. I'll say that. It didn't take a January 6th type event. They did it systematically and they're doing it.
Yeah.
I just want to be clear as to what we're seeing here. Now, everybody has come out to endorse her except Barack Obama. And I think that is peculiar, because if you understand how the party works now, he is the muscle. He is kind of what goes on. Him, Nancy Pelosi, they are the muscle. So Barack not coming out immediately to support Kamala Harris does raise an eyebrow. I talked to one of my friends. He thinks that Barack is saving it for the national convention so it can be more of a spectacle, more of a moment for this to happen. Could be. Okay. It could be something else that might be coming down the pipe very, very soon. We can talk about that a little later. That's more in the arm pulling rumor mill. However, I was wondering who could run against Kamala Harris, because I feel like she's a weak candidate. She was the first to drop out in 2020 against Biden. She was the first to drop out. She got 2% of the vote in her own party. She's very disliked in her own party. It's very widely known that she's disliked in her own party. So I was just like, why would they do that? But then I'm starting to I try to get my news from everywhere. So a lot of the Democratic governors, they have kind of just fallen in line. They said, we endorse Kamala Harris. I heard somebody, and it's a great point, say that they're not confident that she can win. However, if they throw their hat in and they lose and then she loses, that could ruin their standing within the party, within Congress. So what you're seeing is everybody just kind of securing their position, saying, I could wait 4 years. Let's just get this out the way. I could wait 4 years. Let me not even, you know, let me not rock the boat. Let me secure my spot within my own party. You're watching Game of Thrones in real life, how political seats move and how you have to take a step back if you want to take two steps forward. So you might not see somebody come out and challenge her directly. There might be infighting behind the scenes. Again, Obama not giving his endorsement right away is something. It's not nothing. It's not because they believe their endorsements are like extra tokens or something, like at an arcade, like it means something. Like, I voted for you even though you said she was a piece of shit, but no, I'm giving my endorsement to her now. So that means, all right, I just should give my endorsement. You know, they think, we don't think. And I think that's true for a lot of the population here. But just pay attention to what's going on with that. And this might sound weird. This might sound weird. I think that they had a better opportunity of actually winning the election with a very middle-of-the-road, generic-looking white dude. Because people, and black people, we think we're the only people in the country. We think we're the only people on Twitter for some reason. Mm-hmm. And we think that our support is going to, you know, carry Kamala Harris when they didn't want a white woman to be president. I don't think the racist Democrats, because they exist, want a black woman to be president. And then not to mention all of the, you know, people on the right. So I just thought strategically, if I was under the assumption that votes mattered and votes counted to a fair and free election, if that was me just strategically. Also, what I said too is that if the Democrats put out a middle of the road, like I said, generic white man nominee, I said I saw Trump dropping out. Because the reason why the Biden and Trump fight look was just so messy is because we have 4 years of Trump. We have 4 years of Biden as presidents. So there was so much to pick at, so much to attack, so much to pick at. With two fresh nominees, again, assuming that we think the election is fair and free, we are going off of policy now. We're going off of what we want the actual idea of the country to be. Now, there's only one, like, with Kamala and Trump, you're going after the same thing, essentially. It's the same thing. She was just in office for 4 years as a VP, and you didn't see her. You get what I'm saying? You didn't see her for 4 years, but it's essentially the same thing. With two fresh people, I just thought, you know, there's nothing to really go off of, to play off of. Just me.
No. What'd you think? All great points. And you obviously you had some time to spend with that today because that was well put together in terms of your thoughts. So I began to ask, why Kamala, right? Like, we know how terrible she is. We know what kind of prosecutor she was. You know, all the things she did, you know, to line up black people. And that doesn't matter with our people because we just saw Biden do the same thing his whole life. And so people are aligned with their Democrat, with the party more than the person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if, now this is just me, you know, I'm getting the shoulder ready early. What if they lining her up to purposely lose because Project 2025 is more of a bipartisan order that's coming in, and having a dictator-ish like Trump come in makes more sense to enforce these new changes that are coming. And so I had to think about that, but go ahead.
No, I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that thought, because if you remember the lockdowns, if you remember all of the new mandates that they were dropping and stuff like that, both sides, Republican and Democrats, were pushing their limits to what they could do politically and what they can do with their authority the entire time. So if you sit there and look at me with a straight face and go, Republicans are the only ones that want more power and not Democrats, I'm gonna stop talking to you, actually. Like,
right.
I'm not entertaining it no more because you are being willfully ignorant and you're not talking to me in good faith. That's an understanding of what's going on here, right? Mm-hmm. Both parties want to strengthen their power. That's what they do. They try to get the House. They try to get more seats in the Supreme Court. They try to get more power. Like, that's the game.
That's the whole game. That's the entire game.
Right? The Project 2025 thing, it just seems extra. It does for the Republicans, but you cannot tell me that Democrats don't try the same thing if they get a chance.
Yeah.
So I would not be surprised at that thought, to be honest with you.
What I'm trying to demonstrate is, how did we get here? As I always say, it's you can't lead the sheep to slaughter just without them feeling that they have arrived at a place of their own volition, so to speak, right? And so by having Kamala, what it does is it empowers women. It gets the Black people back into the game. Because one thing about she could have 3% Black in her, and as long as that little bit is in there, we're good. And so you're going to see a bunch of people, I'm seeing it now, online, Kamala. And so you're seeing that. But the country is not just run on Black people and women. It's a lot of people who have an opportunity to vote. It's a lot of people who believe in Trump. Trump's cult following is the largest I think I've ever seen for a presidential candidate. It just is because of all of the conspiracy and things that went into it. And so he is, in their mind, assuming his rightful place to get this country back in order. But under that guise is Project 2025, which is a lot of pages in it. But from what I'm understanding behind the scenes, both parties are agreeing on this is what needs to be done. But you have to arrive there thinking you had a choice. You know what I mean? And so they could be setting her up for the fall. And, you know, now it's just a layup for Trump. Or maybe there's another aspect that's going to take place to this. Maybe Michelle Obama.
So because somebody made the point that, again, to my point that the Democrats, they want power too. That's why it was only Democratic states that were locked down.
Right.
Where all of these mandates and Republican states were open.
Right.
Right. So you cannot tell me. And again, I think that was just jocking because if Trump was the president, it'd probably been the other way around. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Who knows? Just to kind of get back at the opposing party, because that would. These two fight and we're the ones, the people are the ones who get the brunt of it.
Always.
So that's always been the case, right? So, and I don't think it's going to be Michelle. I just don't. What's happening now, right? Today that, you know, Kamala is Monday. Kamala is, you know, presumably going to be the nominee. There were people who were Biden supporters during 2020 going through 4 years of it and going, yeah, I'm good. I'm good on the Democratic Party. I'm good. He said he was going to do all of this. He didn't do nothing. I'm good. I'm good on Trump, too. Matter of fact, I'm good on the whole thing. I don't want to participate.
Exactly.
As you called this, a soft landing. Now it gives people the excuse who are right there on the edge to kind of free themselves from the charade. See, now they go, okay, wait, Black woman. She's an AKA, she went to Howard. Oh my gosh, she was just on the BET Awards. She said they not like us. Guys, we're good.
Right.
We're back.
Right. Exactly.
We're good. Like the people who are scared to think for themselves now have an excuse to not think for themselves again. They were right there. They were right there.
Right on the edge.
But now they're back.
And now they're back. And remember, this is just a shit show. They already know who the next three presidents is going to be. Do not be fooled by any of that. Now, is Kamala, is her family on the bloodline? Because, you know, every president is on the bloodline somehow, some way, including Trump. And so Where is she on the bloodline? If she is not on the bloodline somewhere down the line, because I know her great, great, great grandfather was the largest, the third largest slave owner in Jamaica. You know what I mean? Oh. And her parents or her great grandparents were slave owners in India, but it's a casting system. So it's not black and white per se, it's just a casting system. But I don't know where the royalty of the bloodline comes in. And so that may be a factor in which we gave you hope. We gave you a woman candidate that is. Or now let's look at it like this. If war breaks out, there won't be no election. Guess who's the president?
She is.
Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
So let's factor that in. We are already at war.
Yeah.
Right? If somehow that is escalated to, all right, this is World War III, because it only takes a little bit. Get Iran in the game or something, because I'm hearing outage. That the... Huh?
Another global outage.
Right,
you know.
The shooter, they said they couldn't get into his phone, but it was some manifestos or something. He's connected to Iran. Mm. Right? And so... Or another global outage, which we'll talk about in a minute. All they have to do is declare that we are now at war. Now, bringing Iran into the war would be just what Netanyahu wants. You know what I mean? He's been trying to get them into the game. And so that would suspend any election, right? And the rightful position to be a president would go to Kamala Harris by default. As you just mentioned, they just bypassed that whole democratic process last year. So they have ways to do this.
Yeah.
They counted paper votes last election.
Yeah.
Your man won on 1-2. Goddamn. Come on, man. 3.
Yeah.
That's where he won it. So don't tell me what
3 days
can.
Later.
Yeah, right. Don't tell me what they can and cannot do.
Yeah.
So just something else to throw in there.
I had something else to say regarding this. So because somebody mentioned Gavin Newsom being her running mate. I don't think that'll happen because they're both from California.
Oh, okay, right. Now that can't happen.
That can't happen. Like just again. Assuming that the election is fair and stuff like that, you wouldn't try to what's the word I'm looking for? Just kind of like not care about the rest of the country because she was the Attorney General of California. He's the governor of California. I don't think that's wise.
Right. Just, I don't think you could do that by law.
Okay. That makes sense.
I could be wrong.
That can make sense. So I don't think that'll happen. But guys, that's what's going on right now. I think in a one-on election, I don't think she wins. I think the Democratic Party knows that. So what they could be doing, and they could just be trying to strengthen their base in the House, right? Try to get a majority there.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, then it'll be a kind of a fair trade-off because no matter what Trump does, they can just veto it or they can shoot it down and not. He have like really no power anyway, but I don't know.
You know what this is about. So I'm hearing some words, Malcolm.
Listen. I got my tinfoil hat on. This what I'm hearing on the streets.
Yes,
it's all allegedly. I'm hearing that your boy kicked the bucket days ago, and the reason why is because allegedly. People are saying that there are being flights rerouted away from Wilmington, Delaware, as far as like official flights. That's where Biden is stationed. They said that the Las Vegas PD was notified that they will be transporting the president because he was really sick due to COVID. As you guys remember that they said he had COVID. And if you watch the Kamala Harris press conference today, not too long ago, Biden was on the phone while she was talking. It didn't seem like a real conversation. It seemed like it was recordings And she also said, Joe, I know you're sitting there on the roof. And then she said on the phone. So it looked like she was about to slip up and say recording as well. That could be me pulling my shoulder out.
And that's wrong with that. Gotta do that every now and then.
People also said that they see the flag at the Capitol building at half mast. That usually happens when somebody died. I think a senator passed away. Not sure. So that could be a very clear and easy explanation there as well. I'm just saying these are the words on the street. Now, if let's just play this out. Biden's dead. That one-ups the assassination of Trump a little bit. Because now
I didn't want to take it there, but that one-ups that. Remember we talked about a chess move look, here. Like you yeah, almost like that, got hit. I'm out.
You're right. Right. So the sympathy goes right back to the Democratic Party to it. Now Republicans have to go, Joe Biden was a great man. He was professional. They have to. Right?
Except so, Trump be like, well, you know. Was he really that great? Come on, guys. Come on. Yeah.
Listen. So let's see. Let's see if, you know, Joe's press conference was when he explains, because he said in his letter that he explained to the American people his reason for dropping out. Let's see if he does have that press conference. Let's see. Because let's if we see don't
what
see
kind
him.
Of smoke and mirrors.
Let's see. And again, he's old. And then his brother came out recently and said that he feels like they don't have a long time with him. That happened.
Okay. That's a fact.
That happened.
Okay. So now we have to throw that possibility into the equation. Remember, we told you victim consciousness and the ability to garner energy off of sympathy is a unique talent, and it's a great energy. As we saw Trump use it, look at what's happened in the last week, man. We haven't even got to the outage and all this kind of stuff. We'll get to that next. Guys, I need y'all to buckle your seatbelts up, but I'm going to make a quick public announcement. Everybody is going to have to get their shit in order. And what I mean by that is this. Health. Start thinking about your health. Start thinking about your food, your water. I'm not fear-mongering here. I'm just simply saying these people are in play. This game is, since we got into the Jason months, this game has been in full play now. We done seen a debate, which go bad. We've seen a candidate get shot. Mm-hmm. We've seen a power outage around the world. We've seen a candidate drop out. He may be dead. And we still in July.
Yeah, it's been the longest month ever.
So your immune system is what I'm trying to say. From stress, if you overindulge in that, right? Absolutely. Your immune system could take a hit. The level of stress that you'll be taking on, wondering that the world is going to change. Let me guarantee you a few things. The world is still going to be here. We are still. Now, there's always going to be some change. All change ain't bad, right? But we will continue to be here. Functioning, focused on what it is that we have to do, because none of this could take place without us. However, if you lend too much of your energy to it, you become connected to that and you could get drawn into that, and whatever happens to you happens. Stay on your square is what I'm trying to say.
If I've muted all mentions of Biden, Trump, Kamala Harris, election just off my timeline, because during the 2020 election, I felt like I aged like 5 years just trying to convince people like, yo, the same dude who created the 86 crack laws, the same dude who wrote the 94 crime bill, the same dude y'all are telling me to vote for.
Yes.
And we need to, because we need to get Trump. Like, I was losing my mind. Just like now, I already see it. I'm about to lose my mind regarding this Kamala Harris stuff. Like,
yeah,
for no other reason that people are giving me that she needs to be president other than she's a black woman and she needs to be president.
And I'm not and sure I'm how like, black she is.
And even that, because they like to pick and choose.
You know,
they like to pick and choose how black she is when it's convenient.
Right, right.
And then if I say that, I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, yo, God, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to report this. I'm going to talk to you guys about this. But as far as energy, as far as the debate, you will not get it from me.
Nope.
You just won't. I'm going to reverse some of this gray hair that y'all see, because I'm going to be very easy cool.
Because there are people who stop talking to their friends over politics. This gets real heated. This gets real heated, man, and then people will stop talking to you over your political views.
Yeah. So,
you know?
And then they got all of the Greeks and the AKAs and
Yes, it's just starting. See, this is when we get into emotion, and it's not about the politics. It's about the plight of women now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that plight of all we've been through, we just want to symbolically see somebody who looks like us in that seat, regardless of what that person has done in their life to keep you down. So exactly. We know for black people, it's emotional.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with actual politics and policy. Yeah. It has nothing to do with that. A black woman, your mama smack you. How dare you, Malcolm? That's a black woman. Mom, I'm just saying, but, you know, she put more people in jail and I smack you again. I don't care about that. Well, you know, the marijuana laws that she, you know, that smack you. She been gonna smack you all over the place.
Yeah.
You know? And she never showed up. Again, you're right, Bowen Bars. I never saw her for the whole vice presidency.
Yo, I wish somebody
stood for nothing.
I wish somebody put together a montage of you asking, "Where's Kamala Harris?" Like the entire 4 years, you've been saying that.
I kept asking. Like usually the vice president, I have a cause or something. She's where was she?
Yeah,
the whole time. Interesting.
This is a fact. You've been saying that since the beginning. So. We will see, guys. We will see.
Is it time for a commercial break?
Is it?
Okay, we'll go to commercial break on this one.
Okay.
All right, we'll come back.
We'll be right back.
Yep.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
To our podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now back to the number one father and son podcast.
And we are back. Thank you guys for joining us. Don't forget to support those businesses. Visit turnanewleaf.com to get some plant-based supplements. Their whey protein, vanilla flavor is really, really good. Mm-hmm. Check that out. Don't forget to hit up Chanel for your readings, ascendinginfinitegoddess.com. And then visit shopurbanx.com to get some of our merch.
I want to shout out Mr. Kamadi. We thank you. And thank you, Mr. Darius.
Thank you guys for the super chats. And also, real quick, thank you, Kevin, for the Cash App. And thank you, Corey. He sent me 14,000 Satoshis. That's Bitcoin.
Oh.
The real one.
Oh.
The real one. $10 worth of Bitcoin. Thank you.
Okay. I got some. I don't even want to start the conversation.
Yeah.
That shit is out there in the Bitcoin world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So appreciate you guys. And let's get some more stuff.
Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So Friday, I woke up to an alert that there was like a global outage for some people who had were on Windows because of a company called CrowdStrike. And they tried to update something and it forced like a global shutdown. There were thousands of flights grounded for hours. People couldn't use their work computers. I know they were hype about that. A lot of just wild stuff happened, right? And that was, again, another sobering fact for me that I am not ready if something was to actually go down. I was not prepared. Point. Even though I wasn't affected. I was not affected at all. But if it was to go down, you get what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
You know.
Yeah, no, like, listen. Yo. First of all, that was no accident. That was no one person should never have that much power to press wrong buttons and screw up multiple places in the world. To me, it was all connected to everything else we saw. National, Republican convention. The very next day, lights went out. This company, CrowdStrike, if you follow the money, I believe they're connected to BlackRock or Vanguard. Okay, somebody look it up. I believe I saw that. But let's just look at this objectively.
Okay.
The next pandemic, according to that guy who be at the World Economic Forum,
Schwab.
Schwab could be one that deals with a digital blackout.
Mm.
Right? So that next virus is going to be a cyber virus or something. And think how much of what we do is connected to computers, getting paid, getting gas. Everything we do now is connected to the power that they have. And you're going to tell me that our grid can be affected by one person's inability or incompetence can affect that many people. We talked communications, travel, finances.
Yep.
Right? All of that took place sporadically around the country. Certain places were down, this, that. I'm not buying any of it. I'm not buying any of it. Might have been a cyber attack by one of these countries, and they're just not telling us who. It could be a number of things. I am not buying. You went to update like I go update my phone and put the new update in and you blew the goddamn grid. No.
Yeah.
Nope. Nope, 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 nope. I'm not buying none of that. And like I said, the timing of it, right? You know what I mean?
Right.
Right after an assassination attempt, right after the Republican where Donald Trump accepts, you know what I mean? The Republican nomination. The next morning, this happens. Mm-mm. 2 days later, the president resigns. Dude, it's too much. So they're revving this thing up, and just be careful.
I saw a report that said what we were afraid of happening in Y2K was what happened on Friday. Think about that. Like, it was a tech guy who said that. Think about that. We've lived through, like, legit 3 historic events in a week, guys.
Yes.
3, like, at least. Yes. Presidential assassination, global outage, president, like, resigning, damn it. Like,
yes. Yes. Just put the last 4 years in a pot. Bro. It's a lot going on in this country. This country, as we know it, is changing. Yep. And I'm here for the shit show. I'm here until the ancestors say, okay, Dot, enough is enough, man. You've seen enough. You've chosen to be here. That's why we're here. You know what I mean? So while we're here, pay attention. But I'm not buying a CrowdStrike, sent an employee in. Oh, my bad. No. Yeah. No.
Yeah, imagine you hit a button and you get blamed for a global outage. Like,
yeah. Like, Bowser, we'd like to speak to you in the office. Yeah, sir. Well, you know, get the hell out of here. No. It should be a fail-safe system. Because even my phone is saying, are you sure?
Yeah.
You sure you want this update? And I go, yeah, I'm sure. So you can't tell me, nah, I ain't buying that. So, I ain't buying none of that.
I'm also looking something up real quick.
Okay.
So when we come back from commercial, I'll break that piece down. But let's get to some more stuff.
Yes.
Let's get to some more stuff. Long story short, everybody, be prepared.
Oh, and
you know what I mean?
Keep cash.
Keep cash.
Keep cash in $5 denominations that you never touch. Just keep it there.
Yeah.
I ain't got to tell you what else to keep with you, but at least keep some cash.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, because cash is still king. They trying to turn this whole system over. And this might have been what that's about, too, because there has to be a big outage. And when they turn them lights back on, it'll never be the same. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah.
Right? And so they can't get rid of cash because cash is how they do all of their dirt. Trafficking and this and that and methamphetamines and all the stuff that moved. That is still where cash comes in. If you step out of your house and everybody's busting into them banks or trying to get bread or this and that, you got to have a roll of fives with you. I can always peel you off 3 or 4 fives. I can't peel you off $200 bills for a loaf of bread. You know, no. So $5 bills.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. So quick update on the Sonya Massie story. The body cam of the cop's partner dropped today. And it was really, really hard to watch. Really, really. That cop, he was clearly somebody who was not mentally in a position to where he should be carrying a gun.
Mm-hmm.
That woman, she was taking a stove off the pot from what I saw. And he asked her something about something. Is something hot? She said, you know, something I rebuke. Something like she rebukes evil or something. He lost it. He said, put the pot down. I'll shoot you in the face. She said, oh, my God, I'm sorry. He let off like immediately. Right. A couple seconds, not fraction of a second after. And I saw people in the comments going, well, she threw water. It looked like she was about to throw water. She looked terrified. And the way the video started, it looked like she was being treated as the perp and not the victim. Anyway.
Always the case.
So she looked scared immediately. She already looked scared. And it was just bad. I hope he gets, you know, I hope he gets every year, every life plus two thrown at him. He was.
Yeah. Malcolm, I couldn't watch the video because.
Oh, my God.
I'm already, you know, traumatized by all of these videos and, you know, what they do to me. And so I didn't watch it, but I trust the people who did watch it got to see what it is that they needed to see. Now, this guy, he's been in six different police districts. So they keep transferring him. So obviously he's not fit for duty, but instead of firing him, they keep passing him off. And so the family should sue each and every one of those police departments or precincts, whatever they call them, where they're from, because obviously there's misconduct in his behavior psychologically or something. And I know they get a psych eval. I don't know how often it is. And so somebody knew something, you know, for this to take place in that capacity and as cold-blooded as it appeared. So, yes, he needs to get the death penalty.
Like, it was like, she looked terrified. And not like,
and look how beautiful that sister is, man.
Yeah. And you hate, and the fact that this video is out, you hate to see your loved one in a place of vulnerability like that, where like they, it's nothing they could have done. You know what I mean? Like that was, so sad. So sad. So our condolences.
She reminds me of Sandra Bland a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That kind of, you know, look. And, you know, I'm deeply disturbed by it. And I know the people are getting ready to turn up once this thing goes fully public.
Yeah.
But because he's arrested and he's in prison and he's not being released, I think the people may go, okay, we have the culprit involved. Because, you know, the protocol for that usually is the officer's home, minding his business, back at duty or restricted duty. We haven't charged him. And that's what roused the people up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I always say, and I said this before, I think they should always arrest the officer no matter what. Mm. And you can always say the charges have been dropped based on the investigation. But when you allow him to be out and we see such a brutal crime take place, you know, it adds, so it tells me that there's something that they do that for a reason. Because I would just arrest them. All right, you give me your gun. You're under arrest. You make bail. We will expunge this off your record if it's proven that the, you know, situation was justified.
And apparently Brian Crump is in the mix. See?
Oh, you know Crump is in the mix.
Yo, that guy, that's a... It's terrible, I'm about to say, but that's a sweet gig, bro.
Yeah, like, he don't waste no time.
You just sit in the cut, wait for something unlawful to happen.
Yep.
But you
and
not
he gets
to
pick and choose.
Yeah,
and
not
don't
to get justice.
Worth nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Not to get justice, but to just get a settlement, you get a cut of it. That's all. That's printing money.
Yep. It's printing money. Because your son
money.
Or your daughter's not coming back. Now let's sue them.
Yeah.
Get a cut. You get a cut. And everybody's so-called good, you know?
Then I do it again. Then I do it again.
Yeah.
Crazy. All right, let's get some more stuff.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So Caleb Williams, he signed his rookie deal with the Chicago Bears. And apparently he wanted his salary to be paid out to his LLC to avoid taxes. And the NFL said, dub.
But first of all, that was a great, great try.
Yeah, he was watching too much Earn Your Leisure.
He's watching way too much Earn Your Leisure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And figured, let me diversify my portfolio from the beginning.
Yeah.
You're not paying me, you're paying my company. I play for the company. I, Celeb Williams, don't have no money. The LLC has the money. Okay.
Yeah.
And so I don't pay taxes because I'm not a corporation.
Yeah.
And they said, nah. First of all, they said no because if everybody else can, monkey see, monkey do. It'll be a whole bunch of players doing that. And now nobody plays as a
for
person.
The NFL. Yeah, yeah.
Everybody got a straw man or something like, you know, so-and-so LLC. And
he, there's no way he's the first person to try that either. There's no way.
He might, but he might be the most celebrated in terms of, I kept wondering what's going on in Chicago. Because it was rumblings coming out of Chicago that, because everybody got to sign the rookie deal. It's not like he's pondering for more money. He can't. It's a rookie deal. It's on a scale. And I kept saying, well, why hasn't he signed yet? I get it now. He was trying to say, I'm a corporation. I'm not a businessman. I'm a business. Oh, boom, right there.
Somebody just put that. Yeah.
I'm a business, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so in that sense, I'm going to clap it up again. Like that.
Yeah.
That ain't me on the field. Nah, that's
word.
That's my representative. That's my strong man. Yeah. Wayno Wayno LLC, Sean. Yeah.
And somebody was trying to get paid in Bitcoin. Who was that?
Somebody did get paid, I think, partially in Bitcoin because...
Odell. Okay.
It was Odell. Yeah.
Didn't he just win $20 million? Because I'm hearing conflicting reports about that. He wants some
Nike,
money.
Right?
Yeah. Apparently he wants some money, but Nike's saying they ain't got to pay him nothing. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know about all of that. But some of the deals you strike outside of the NFL is different. Like when 50 Cent didn't take money from Vitamin Water, he took stock.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? And then put the water, quarter water for $2. Coca-Cola came and bought it for billions. That's what's up. And so when Coke came and bought Vitamin Water, it, you know, moved his stock into a different place. And some people say he made $150 million, $300 million. I don't know. Yeah, Jim Harbaugh got paid through his life insurance. The coach from his...
Michigan. Well, he's on San Diego now.
Yeah, San Diego Chargers. So he got paid through his life insurance. And see, everybody hustling but us.
Yeah.
Everybody hustling but us.
Yeah.
You know? And I showed you, I watched that documentary on how the Rockefellers stay rich. Because they all take out life insurance policies on everybody and just take a loan against that and then put the money back in at no interest. And then it grows. And next thing you know, the family just has money. So big up to Caleb for trying.
Caleb. Yes.
For trying. But the NFL is not having that.
Yeah, that's a conglomerate. That's not, you're not just about to, well, you ain't even play it down yet. Come on, bro.
Right.
Get out of here.
Right.
Get out of here. So TNT, they announced that they're trying to match the Amazon NBA media rights deal.
But I thought that deal was already done.
No, it wasn't done. Apparently, they are able to match it. And I think they're going to try to fight. But I don't think they can. I don't think they got the money with Amazon.
Well,
even as big as TNT is.
Right. They don't have Amazon money. But the NBA loves Charles Barkley and them. You know what I mean? And so that team, if it means bringing that team back.
I think it's over, man. It's over. It's run its course. It's over.
It's
give it
run
to NBC.
Its course for you, but they still had the number one, basketball show. And so, you know, I'm not mad at TNT for attempting, or maybe they're just doing that to save face. You know we can't win, but let's just act like it.
Yeah.
50-year journey. Thank you so much.
I said a nonprofit NFL would have to contract with his business, which would give him more rights, not an employee. Okay.
Okay. That's the technical aspect. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Somebody else asked, how come black people don't do that? I think they were talking about how the Rothschilds take out life insurance.
Well, again, it's a long story of us not understanding the process, but all of you should have a life insurance policy. You know what I mean? Just for general purposes, us understanding how to put that above our personal needs It's a training. It's something, if you 6 years old and your father's talking about it and you grow into it, it's just something you know. It becomes inherent. And my mother put cable in my name when I was 3 or something. They was like, nigga, you have a cable bill from 1971. How would you like to
how we gonna play this out? Yeah.
How you wanna work this out? You know, and so, you know, black people, we do all kind of shit, phone bill, kid name, and you know, so you know, it just is what it is. I'm happy. You know,
a great book I recommend everybody reading is called The Psychology of Money.
Okay. And yes.
Great book. I couldn't put it down. Because it goes into, again, the psychology that we all just kind of share when we think about money, when we think about how, you know, we should save it, how we should, if we should hoard it, if we should be investing. I can't invest, but because I got other bills. Like, it's great because it makes you feel like, okay, I'm not crazy.
Right, right.
Right? The average person, like, you're not crazy. It's just money is something that the average person, money business is something that just the average person, if you don't come into it, like just like, you know, if you're not kind of born into it, it's a really steep learning curve. Like, yo, guys, we've taken 8 years
yes.
with this business to learn, make all yes. the mistakes that, you know, during this journey. But I guarantee the next 5 years, we're going to triple that because we just have a better understanding of
right.
what right. we need to do, the things that don't matter in business, the things that do matter, the things that, you know, how we need. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. Like,
Yes.
Like, even me, I've like, because I, you know, when you just coming out of college and young, you have these like really unrealistic goals. So me before 30, I'm going to be doing all this. Didn't happen. But no, well, you know, some of it did happen. But mm-hmm. you set these unrealistic goals, but recently, like literally, like I was just thinking the other day, like, what if I set my new 5-year goal, right? But I just have such a confidence and understanding of, okay, we need to do this, we need to do this, with not a attitude of if this can happen. It's just like, all right, if we do this, this, and this, this will happen.
Absolutely.
And that's just you know, comes through experience. That just comes through learning more. So
I say all I say.
Got to
learn
more.
Think about this, Malcolm. Us being 400 years collectively behind in how general business is done, not individually. Some people, they just get it and they able to. I'm talking about a collective energy, right? Where obviously, if we've been given $50 million each family right now, mm-hmm. only a small percentage of us will be able to turn that $50 million into $500 million. Not yeah. as many as you think. And I'm just using general, I'm not even talking black and white, because they showed the people who win the lotto, you know what I mean? For hundreds yeah. of millions of dollars in 5 years, they go broke.
Yeah.
You've seen it. So it's not just us. The understanding of what the purpose of money is for
yeah.
is what we're trying to all collectively learn. So if you think you need to physically exchange your energy, your physical energy, for some money, you're always going to find yourself, because I don't know nobody working a 9-to-5 that's rich, period, right? And mm-hmm. so there has to be a greater understanding of how money moves, how to use it, and free yourself up to make the money grow. It's just that simple. But collectively, yeah. we're so far behind because they keep us that way. I was talking yeah. to my partner. Shout out my mother. His mom's is like my mother, Marilyn Lucia. She just made the transition 2 days ago. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so she was like a mother to me. I love you, Ma. And, you know, this was like something that really messed us all up. And so shout out to Dave, LaShawn, mm-hmm. and the family, the whole Lucha family. But me and him were talking just about how you have to pay to come in here, and you have to pay to leave here, and you have to pay through every step of the way, and that is by design, because they need you to exert all of the energy that you would use to figure this out on something else. And that's where we are. And so the 8 years that we've been through this journey, we've been going through a trial and tribulation and initiation to shed off our old thinking about money and what it's taking to go to the next level. So fly, young man, fly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's get to some more stuff, man.
Yeah, man.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
I saw a report that the New York accent is the was voted the least attractive in the world. And I don't understand, because I feel like we talk the right way. This is how the English language was supposed to be spoken.
Well, maybe they're talking about, you know what I'm saying, the way we get down with it. But let me see if I can bring up the actual report, because that's a little, you know, crazy.
I know some ugly accents, man.
Yeah, but something about New York that pisses people off. And so let me see if I can find that.
Side note, living out here in Delaware, there was a kid, I took Noble to the park. There was a kid out here called Noble a young bull. And I was just like, no, hell no.
You called him a young bull.
That's Philly Delaware talk. And I'm just like, I can't get him. Noble's going to have to spend summers. Yeah, he's going to have to spend summers back in New York.
It's not giving me more info on it. Just saying we rank the least attractive.
I don't believe it.
Forbes has a new list out. The 15 most dangerous cities. Now, what does Forbes know about this? Don't they deal with money and music or something? Malcolm?
I think, but you know.
What's Forbes thing?
It's usually money. It's usually rank, like, you know,
cataloging money.
Cataloging, you know, wealth, stuff like that.
Okay. Well, city number 15, Philadelphia. Very dangerous in Philly. Kansas City, Missouri. Number 13, Milwaukee. I've been to Milwaukee, bro. It is rough out there. It is lock your door rough out there. Oakland, California. Number 12.
Yeah, I heard Oakland.
Number 11, Little Rock, Arkansas. Y'all think that's just Bill Clinton's town. They wild out there.
Y'all watch the documentaries.
Yeah, Baton Rouge at number 10, Louisiana. Number 9, Shreveport, Louisiana. Mm. Number 8, New Orleans, Louisiana. So Louisiana is 8, 9, and 10.
God damn.
It's rough out there, okay? It's definitely rough out there. Number 7 is Cleveland, Ohio.
Sheesh.
Number 6 is Detroit, Michigan. It's cold in the D. Pause. Number 5 is Memphis, Tennessee. Number 4, Baltimore, Maryland. Or as we like to call, Bodymore, Murderland. Number 3 is Birmingham, Alabama. Number 2 is Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah, there.
And number 1 is St. Louis, Missouri, or Misery, as I like to call it. Yes, so those are the 15 cities, top 15 cities that's it's got it going on, man. Just be careful out there. Keep your head on the swivel in those cities.
Louisiana, God.
8, 9, and 10. They got a whole block of space for them.
Jeez, man.
Yeah.
And like, this is based on murder or just violent crime or?
It just says the most dangerous cities in the United States based on Forbes.
All right.
So I'm pretty sure it's going to deal with murder and, you know, all that.
All right. Okay. That was sad. Yo. Oh, did you guys hear that they sent Missy Elliott's, was it Get Your Freak On?
They sent her song into space, right?
What song was it?
I don't know what song it was. She's the first hip-hop artist, let's clap that up, to have a song sent into space. Now, Malcolm, this is just me. I didn't want to get all metaphysical with it. Every time a song plays, it goes into everywhere at once. And so how's that any different? I guess they literally going to place the song in space.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like my voice carries now. It's a vibratory frequency that grows and grows and grows the further it moves and moves and moves and becomes a thunderstorm of stuff somewhere else. It's like throwing a rock, a pebble into the ocean, you know.
Right.
You know, so. But congratulations on Missy Elliott having a song sent in space. I hope to go there one day and listen to it. Yeah. Okay. I heard she's on tour right now and killing it. That's what I heard, Static Vibes.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope.
I heard her, Timbaland, Ciara, and a few other people are on that tour rocking out.
Okay.
You know?
All right. So what'd you think about the USA team almost losing to South Sudan?
Listen, I watched that game.
Yo, they wasn't missing.
Yo, they was coming down pulling. Now, once I found out Luol Deng was the president, and some NBA players are on that team. See, the NBA is a global sport now. So it's NBA players on every team. But South Sudan had me nervous. Because they was coming down just pulling.
Yeah.
Nothing but net. And they was like, look at me. I am the captain now, LeBron. LeBron, look at me. I am the captain now. And they almost pulled it off. Almost pulled that damn thing off. If you lose to South Sudan, then,
I would go as far as to say, like, the Dream Team would have a problem, too, against a lot of these teams.
Yeah. See, remember, the Dream Team wasn't facing this type of opposition.
No, they
NBA
were not.
NBA players on every team. Not just one NBA player. It'd be like four guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they play a different kind of game. And they running. The LeBron had to hit a shot tonight to get them out of the situation with Germany. And so they playing a different kind of game. And it ain't like used to, all right, we let them get up by 15. All right, let's everybody buckle down. Let's get it done. No.
Yeah.
No.
You got to play.
You got to play through this.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting.
What'd you think about the WNBA All-Star?
I watched the last quarter of that. It was very exciting. I thought it was better than the NBA All-Star game.
It was.
You know, first of all, they had standing room only. They're marketing this correctly. You know what I mean? And so, and watching girlfriend go for 21 in the third quarter alone, 34 all in the second half, I thought it was something good. You saw Caitlin Clark, you saw Reese, and you saw the best of the best, and they're marketing the game differently.
That was dope. That was dope. Yes. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We shall be right back. Get your questions ready.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
Right back.
Peace.
Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow, and we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show. And we're back.
Peace, Mac. You got to shoot a new commercial.
I need a new commercial, guys. SchoolofExcellence.com with an X.
I love
it. You want to check out stuff. Need a new commercial. I'll shoot one. School of Excellence with an X, guys. With an X. That's what we do here. That's what we do.
Yes.
We don't do stuff regular. Okay?
Yes. Shout out Brother Rich at Black Magic 363. He got that Gathering of the Masters t-shirt on tonight.
Nice.
Over while he's dealing with Jewel Pookrum. So shouts, Brother Rich.
Nice.
You know, you can get yours here at shopurbanx.com. You know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, yes. The last surviving member of the Four Tops died at 88 today. So,
what? Of the Four Tops?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something. The Four Tops, the Dells, the Stylistics, all of them groups, they all remind me of my mom's because that's the music she listened to. And so I love the Four Tops. And my thing is, I get them all confused. I got to hear the song. You know, Still Waters Run Deep. I don't know if that's this one or that one. What Becomes of a Broken Hearted?
Baby, I Need Your Loving. That's
Baby,
the Four
I
Tops.
Need Your Loving. Oh, oh.
Four Tops.
So condolences to that. That's when love music was just so amazing, man. You know what I mean? We've come a long way. So shout outs, RIP. I'm going to listen to some of their music tomorrow for sure.
Absolutely. All right. So
you were looking at something online while we were away. You said you was going to come back.
Oh, yes. Okay. So that's exactly what I was about to bring up. So somebody, this was a tweet somebody said. Somebody put, assassinations, a GOP nominee running again after failing to win the previous time, a first-term president dropping out to endorse his VP, unpopular proxy war against Russia, DNC in Chicago. This tweet is about 1968.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if I'm correct, 1968 was Nixon, I believe.
No. Yeah, it might have been Nixon.
Yeah, former Vice President Richard Nixon defeated Democratic incumbent Vice President Hubert Humphrey. Nixon won the popular vote by less than 1 point, but took the most states outside the Northeast and won the electoral vote comfortably.
Yeah, and then he was down with the Watergate scandal that happened a few years later. Yes. Yep. Yes. And then he started the war on drugs, didn't he? Yeah. Him and his campaign, what they realized is by calling it the war on drugs, it actually increased the drugs. It was something really weird that his cabinet members mentioned on what their attack was during that time, because the 70s, that's when heroin really hit the streets really heavy. And so I think the first campaign on war on drugs was through Richard Nixon. I could be wrong, but I believe it was.
Okay. Did you guys see Van Jones crying on CNN?
I did, man. He's the worst, man. He is the absolute worst, bro.
Yo.
Yeah, but you know, it's like taking grandpa's keys from him, and you know, you don't really want to take grandma's keys, but grandma got to get off the road. Grandpa, he was a great man.
I love this man.
I love this man, and you know.
Oh my God. That was embarrassing.
Very.
That was right. Embarrassing.
Robert F. Kennedy was killed in 68.
Ooh.
Johnson dropped out of the race because of terrible polling. And that was, remember, he only became the president because Kennedy was assassinated. Right? So he was the vice president, right? Kennedy was assassinated. He became the president. And then his ratings were so bad. So he was the vice president, I guess, who dropped out. Yeah.
And he lost, and Nixon lost to Kennedy.
Yes. Yes.
Interesting stuff, guys.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. And unimportant news, Elliot Wilson and Charlamagne Tha God are beefing.
Elliot Wilson from
Rap Radar. Yeah.
And Charlamagne Tha God. Yeah. What are they beefing about?
Well, I don't know exactly how it started, but Charlamagne was on his podcast, The Brilliant Idiots, and he was talking about the complex list that went out. Uh-huh. That had academics number one, and he was basically saying Elliot Wilson's too high, I think at number five, to mm-hmm. be on there, and then it was a bunch of that going on.
Did you ever see that list?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have it? Can you pull it up? No?
I'll pull it. Let me see if I can pull it up.
These are the social media influencers, yes?
No, this is hip hop. This is, hold on.
Somebody else is beefing too. And I'm like, what the hell are they beefing about? Oh, that was Jay Prince and Cam, and then they was beefing, which has now led to something else. You know?
I saw, let me get this list. Complex, let me see, hip hop. It was like hip hop influences, hip hop media.
Okay, yes, okay.
Here it goes. So, I'll read the top 10.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'll read the top 10. The top 13. Shout out to Rory Amal. So Rory Amal got 13.
Okay.
12 was Lil Yachty and Mitch. I've never seen anything from Lil Yachty.
I've never seen anything from them.
11 was Nori. I guess.
Drink Champs?
Yeah. No, at just Nori. 11?
Oh, just Nori.
Just okay. Nori.
Okay.
10 was Nardwar.
Who are they?
9. No, that's the white dude, the geeky white dude who's always asking like the really good questions that shocks everybody he's interviewing. And they want to know how he knows something. 9 is Gillian Wallow.
Okay.
8 is Anthony Fantano. He's the guy who he usually ranks albums. Like, he does the album reviews. Mm-hmm. 7 is Ebro. I can't stand Ebro. I just can't. I don't know. Six mm-hmm. is Vlad.
Okay.
5 is Elliot Wilson. 4 is Charlamagne. 3 is Kai Cenat. 2 is Joe Budden. And 1 is Academics.
Okay. All right. So the usual suspects.
Yeah.
So to speak. So Charlamagne... It wasn't like he was in front of Charlamagne talking about Elliot and Charlamagne was hating from the front or from the back. You hating from the front.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Interesting stuff.
Again,
Malcolm, are you still using blackbiz.com?
No.
No, should still use it.
I still own it.
What I'm saying is, you could still route it then to Excellence.
Yeah, I got
to say
that.
Or School of Excellence. So, whichever one you use, they still will land you in the same spot.
Yeah,
at least that's the way I would do it.
No, you're right. I actually have to set that up. You are right, guys.
You know, you don't want to lose.
Urban X on the list. Of course, they wouldn't put us on that list because we're not in the good old boys club.
Yeah, we're not in the good old boys club, man. We thank you for your support. But we're not in the good old boys club.
I used to listen to the Brilliant Idiots, but they had a spark when they started. But
now they're just garbage. Okay.
They're just garbage now.
All right. Let's get some questions.
Yes, take some questions before we get up out of here. We appreciate you guys.
Kevin Rooks, thank you for the Cash App.
I heard Lupe is defending Drake, and now people hate Lupe.
Yeah, Lupe, I think Lupe just don't like Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick, yeah.
And so he keeps, I guess he's trying to poke the bear, so to speak, and get Lupe into the game with him. I mean, Kendrick. And Kendrick is ignoring him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would too. I heard from Academics. Academics said he heard a subliminal shot from Drake to Kendrick. And he said he was really impressed with the angle Drake took.
On something new coming out?
On something new. Yeah.
Okay. This is my public service announcement to Drake. Let it go.
I think he should let it go.
Some melodies. Go become a Christian rapper.
I say let it go too.
Let it. It's over.
Yeah.
Now you lost a great moment. The battle. You could win great the moment. War. Huh?
It was a great moment, but I just
it
think...
was a great moment, and you're connected to. In my book, Hip Hop Decoded, I have a whole chapter devoted to this. Every champion needs a challenger. Every hero needs a villain. So that without Biggie, Tupac doesn't stand as tall. Without Joe Frazier, Muhammad Ali. And so every great hero needs, you know, an Avenger. Batman needs Robin. And so you are now the connected Joker. To Kendrick Lamar. Forget the fact you was on the wrong side of it.
Yeah.
But you are now connected in history. Let that go. Reestablish yourself. We know you're an actor, but you do make some slaps. Just get back to making some slaps. And I'm going to give you the angles. Start working on the women again. You know, I'm sorry. I'm sad. My life is in trouble. Come. And women, you know, they get all emotional and they'll rock with you. Leave that man alone. Leave that man alone.
Somebody pointed out that J. Cole dropping out again. But I'll say this. I think if J. Cole stayed in that battle, it wouldn't have got so nasty.
I think J. Cole received word from up top.
Yeah.
That this is bigger than you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll get to you later.
Yeah.
If you want to spar.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get to you later on some bar. But move out of the way. It's sort of like when Dr. King was on the terrace.
Yeah.
And that reverend said, you know, I moved out of the way so they can get the clear shot. And yeah, so move out of the way for that clear shot. Somebody was asking me about Microsoft and Coca-Cola. Now, they have a joint venture, Gorman. Don't ask me what that means collectively. But it's going to do something with technology. What a lot of people don't know is that in Pepsi and Coca-Cola,
allegedly,
they have found nanoparticles in those drinks. So what does that have to do with Microsoft? Maybe with the 5G or something? I don't know. Drink a Coca-Cola, get smarter. I don't know. But they are joining forces to bring you, you know, a joint venture.
Okay.
I'm trying to find the article on it. The official. Hey, did you hear about that robot that committed suicide?
I don't believe that.
In South Korea?
It's always some South Korean robot or some robot we've never heard about. I don't know. I've never heard of it.
The robot was like, I'm working too hard. I'm out of here. You know? Remember, this is what I want before you dismiss it, Malcolm. Think AI, the whole AI premise is that it's learning from you. So all of a sudden, the guy sitting next to me, a human, he's calling out sick. He's complaining. He's talking shit about the company. The AI in the robot, he's just doing his job. And now he like, that is true. I am working long hours. This shit, have I received my pay yet, sir? This is, you know, C-3PO. Have I received today's wages? You don't get paid. How dare you say I don't get... You never know. You know, shit.
You keep asking me about this movie. I'll tell the truth. Show 500.
About what movie?
About the movie that was Tariq Nasheed's movie. I'll tell the truth. Show 500.
Oh, okay. It's not out for streaming yet, though. No?
Nah, I don't know. I thought it was supposed to come out on streaming.
No, it's supposed to come out. When it comes out and streaming and I see it, I'll give you an honest review of it. I have no problems doing that.
Yeah.
LeBron will be holding the torch or the flag for the Olympics.
I think he's the first
NBA player ever in the history to hold the American flag. I don't know if he'll do the torch or, you know. But yes.
Yeah, I'll check it out. Supercell, yeah, Supercell was fire. They need at least three more seasons. That was fire.
Yeah. Side note, car repossessions are up 23% in the United States. Because people can't make them payments, man. We're in some kind of crash or something going on. And so, yeah, 23%, yeah. That's a lot of repo out there.
It's what we're seeing is a change of industry happen just kind of right before our eyes.
Uh-huh.
And as far as jobs, they're figuring out ways to cut down on expenses. And yes. They're figuring that out, right? They're also getting really, really greedy. A lot of these corporations are getting even more greedier. If you saw Prime Day that just recently happened, they were showing how the deals weren't deals at all. They were just price gouging and then cutting the deals down and then like slashing the price and go, oh, this is a Prime Day deal on Amazon when wasn't.
Malcolm, slow down. What the fuck does that have to do with car repossession?
No, but I'm talking because it all feeds into why people can't afford their lifestyle.
Okay, because I thought I was losing you there. I'm like, you went all the way around the block. I'm talking about your car is in the driveway and you got to keep looking out every 15 minutes.
Yeah, because people can't afford their lifestyle now. People can't.
So you blame that on Amazon Prime?
No, I don't. But it's just an example of the full story here. These corporations are greedy. The jobs are cutting down on expenses. They're hiring AI that's killing themselves.
Oh, I see. You took the long route. Look, you went around the block.
Let me work.
Okay, yeah. I got you. Yeah, I got you. I'm with you.
Let me cook.
I got to let you cook. My bad. My bad.
So, but yeah, it's a mess. It's a mess. For the people, we're going back to the election, for the people who are, going through these hard times, I don't remember people complaining about these things when Trump was in office, even though I'm not voting for Trump. Just saying.
MAGA Malcolm has put his hat in the ring. No, but you're right. Gas was low. Food was up. Everybody got the PPP loan. It was popping. Yeah.
Again, if the world was fair, if the election was fair and stuff like that, I'd actually want Trump to drop out.
Got you.
Because I would want to see what the argument for Kamala. That's what I want to see. And remember, I said I thought both would drop out.
Right. Yeah, and I definitely
knew Biden would, but I thought if the charges with Trump would stick, I said okay, like that's kind of giving them both the leeway to go, all right, I'm out.
Right.
So,
side note, also, Asuro. In his Super Bowl breakdown for us back in February, he said Kamala would be in that seat. He did. Shout him out.
He did. That's right. He did.
He said it.
And I also saw a Simpsons episode where, what's the daughter's name?
Yes.
She was president and she was wearing that purple suit. And then they showed a picture of Kamala wearing the same purple suit.
Yes.
She even mentioned Trump because Trump was in The Simpsons as the president.
Yeah. No, I agree.
What are we doing? And here's the angle that they're going to take. Because Trump was convicted, right? And because Kamala Harris was a prosecutor, they're doing the prosecutor versus the felon angle.
Wow.
Clever. I'm not mad at it.
Let me jump onto that. Yeah, the prosecutor versus the felon. Ooh, they're gonna win on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're gonna win on that.
So
I don't know what your prosecution record was. Kamala. Seems to me you put a lot of black people. I have a lot of black friends.
If you're Trump, would you agree to a debate with her?
Hey, he would smoke her. Yeah.
Cause she's not as bright as publicly speaking. She's not that.
She's not the sharpest tool in the shed when it comes to that.
We'll see.
Yeah.
But guys, don't forget to like, share, subscribe to the channel. Check if you're subscribed because people are getting unsubscribed. Visit shopurbanx.com. Become a member at urbanx.nyc.
Yes.
We're going to have one of our UX 90 members who is very adept at the the cloud and IT stuff. He's going to teach us how to create your own servers just in case something else goes down. So we're going to get him to teach a course on that. My man, Reggie.
And the membership.
King. Yeah. Yeah. You missed Sunday. So.
Yeah. Okay.
But nice. Yeah, we're going to get him to teach us how to do that. And I think that is something that is necessary to survive, you know, in these times, in these uncertain times.
Absolutely.
We're going to have Anya Suru break stuff down for us as well. That'll be absolutely. And yeah, we'll see you guys. We will see you guys.
With that being said,
peace.
Peace.